Practice makes perfect. Let's try that old embrace in some romantic place where we can take our time. Welcome to the mind training of A Course in Miracles, a required course in which you enter into a new parameter of the associations of love that you find in correspondence with your self-identity and those that appear to be around you. So this, I started to sing the song again, practice makes perfect. Shall I tell you why that's true, if I can get through the introduction here? It's true because in any idea of practice will be the solution, even though it's not recognizable to you. Because the emanation of the thought occurs within your own mind, and it's impossible that the solution has not already been formulated. That's actually not what your problem is. Your problem is when you ask the question, and let's go to the very fundamental idea of this mind training, shall we? Say to me, who am I? I don't understand. What do you mean? Who are you? You're whole and perfect as you were created. You're the source and continuing explanation of yourself in a relationship with a recognition of the idea that life is eternal. I'm giving you the answer, and heretofore it has not been acceptable to you. In effect, what you're saying to me is that you haven't trained your mind sufficiently simply to acknowledge the power that's contained and inherent in you. Look at me. You're using all the other so-called human associations out in the world to continue to misplace yourself within a parameter of static ideas that cause you to believe that you're a body. And if you are that body, you are going to get sick, and you're going to get old, and you're going to die. There are thousands of reports coming in now to our healing center indicating the success in individual recognitions of the power of mind to heal. We're also getting a lot, and I'm sure we'll continue to get a lot, that simply deny the efficacy of the mind training. Shall I tell you why? It doesn't appear to be successful. So I want to read you in the preamble to the workbook. There's one more little paragraph I want you to see with me, those of you who think you can fail. Listen. Some of the ideas the workbook presents you will find hard to believe, and others may seem to you quite startling. This doesn't matter. You are merely asked to apply the ideas as you are directed to do. Why? You're not asked to judge them at all. You're asked only to use them. Why? It is their use that will give them meaning to you and will show you that they are true. Every time I attempt within the mind training of the Course, and many of you are becoming successful in it now, when I tell you that you're whole and perfect as you were created through my own recognition of myself, you examine yourself within your own concepts and may respond to me in any fashion that you choose, but you remember this. Every time you respond to me conceptually in your idea of yourself, you are doing what? Denying your own perfection. Now the solution of the mind training will become more and more evident to you because it requires the experience. One more paragraph. Remember only this. You need not believe the ideas, you need not accept them, you need not even welcome them. Some of them you may actively resist. Listen, none of this will matter or decrease their efficacy. Listen, but do not allow yourself to make exceptions in applying the ideas the workbook contains. And whatever your reactions to the ideas may be, use them. Nothing more than that is required. Now, for those of you who are conceptually in active resistance to this, okay, let's try it. Let's practice together. There in a world. The world you see is only in your own feverish imagination. Practice. I'm hallucinating. Say it. Yeah. Everywhere I look for the solution, I become more and more fearful because I can't find it. Ask for help. Did you get it? Remember when you're coming back down into your black hole, you begin to feel the paranoia of the collapse of yourself into your own mind. Yet the salvation of the world, the solution, still depends on you, doesn't it? The mind training of the Course on a continuing basis has brought you to a point where an alternative is more and more active in the converting agencies of your conceptual self. Have you been getting the result of your own thinking? Can you begin to picture with me the magnitude of the necessity for you to forgive your brother, to forgive the enemy that appears to be out there? Why is it necessary? Your enemy is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. Right? If you grieve, he grieves. When you're in joy at his grievance, you are sharing your joy in order that he grieves. The particulars of the conceptual association that justify in your own mind your idea that you can associate love and all the things that we're sharing together at this time with ideas of loneliness and loss in another moment are not going to be acceptable to you. Why is that true? You have reached a place in space-time which was inevitable within your idea about yourself where you have discovered another solution. Was this space and time inevitable within your own constitution?
Sure.
The time had to come and finally did where you are seeing yourself in this new bright light that surrounds us. Is this a direct contact with the universe?
Sure.
Is this showing you the expanding nature of your own thoughts?
Yeah.
Am I concerned about what your conceptual thoughts about yourself are? Of course not, but you listen to me. There's nothing creative about attack and defense. If you defend yourself, you will be attacked by other thoughts within your own mind, so that your parameter of limitations within your own conflict are what we call non-creative. They formulate a matrix of light energy. Are you listening to me? Say to me, has no source. Okay. You're getting back an idea of what you think is a part of you, rejected by you, and put out into this parameter of space-time. Yet it's inevitable it will not return to you, simply because it's a part of your own light formulation. Listen carefully, this is how you escape. When it returns to you at the speed of light, you are no longer in the location you were when you demonstrated your capacity to be objective. The first seven lessons of the workbook of A Course in Miracles inform you emphatically that your meaningless thoughts are showing you a meaningless world. You listening? And you find it very upsetting. In fact, I would presume that you're finding me very upsetting, because in a literal sense, I'm denying your ego. I'm actually denying the credentials by which you identify yourself in your own mind. You listening? Who you're presenting to me as yourself is not true. It's already over. Yet the tenacity with which you hold it in your mind and project it from you allows you to see me in the limitation that you're imposing on yourself. I'm now an imaginative figure within your own mind, because in the observation of each other, say to me, we're already over and gone. No. The idea that all around you is what I just read in these books, and I've been showing them and demonstrating. Here's one. The ultimate cosmic mystery is the idea that dark matter, antimatter, other than this, is all around us. Why? Other than this is all around us. Your idea of negative-positive associations are denying you access to the entirety of the creation of light that represents the self-certainty of what we're sharing at this moment. Practice. I'm not from here. This is the mind training. You're not from here. You just tried to locate yourself again. You said to me, yes, I am. I'm from here. Okay? Yeah. Back in your own memories, the idea that you're this body and that you're from here, and now you put it into the future, and you're living within that little body identity that constitutes you. Look at me. It's not who you are. You're not that. You're the only living Son of God. And in recognizing you, I recognize myself. In the expansion of the love that we feel for each other, we are experiencing the wholeness of us as entirety of our representation. What has this Course in Miracles taught you, hopefully? To stay in continuing prayer. The delightful evidence that you can find yourself each moment in new associations of time through the release of the defenses of your previous ideas about yourself are what this Course in Miracles has shown you. Will you look at this with me from the text? One little paragraph that best describes to us your query, what is this Course in Miracles? Listen. The world but demonstrates an ancient truth. You will believe that others do to you exactly what you think you did to them. But once deluded into blaming them, you will not see the cause of what they do, because you want the guilt to rest on them. How childish is the petulant device to keep your innocence by pushing guilt outside of yourself, are you listening? But never letting go. It is not easy to perceive the jest when all around you do your eyes behold its heavy consequences, but without their trifling cause. Without the cause do its effects seem serious and sad indeed. Yet they but follow. And it is their cause that follows nothing and is but the jest. Let's share together why you discover some of us in our new illuminations are laughing at you. This Course in Miracles, which is the transformation of our minds, has showed us and demonstrated dramatically how completely ridiculous is the human association with itself. What? It comes here It's occupied within this little parameter of space-time. It searches and finds an identity that justifies its location in space-time. Actually, it doesn't know who it is or what it's doing. But from that time on, it assiduously protects itself from any other ideas that might penetrate into the idea that there's another way that it can look at itself. Say to me, it's a miracle. Yes. Okay. You're watching this video. It's impossible. This video is not the time and place where a projection from your own conceptual mind is not offering you an alternative within the parameter of consciousness in which you find yourself. Okay. Maybe it's time for us to laugh at the idea that this is what life is. One more paragraph. In gentle laughter does the Holy Spirit perceive the cause and looks not to effects. How else could he correct your error who have overlooked the cause entirely? He bids you bring each terrible effect to him that you may look together on its foolish cause and laugh with him a while. You judge effects, but he has judged their cause, and by his judgment are effects removed. Perhaps you came in tears, but hear him say, my brother, holy son of God, behold your idle dream in which this could occur, and you will leave the holy instant with your laughter and your brother's joined with his. Here comes the secret to salvation, and it's one of the totality of associations from this text that is appearing more and more in this world. Perhaps when you go out now, after you leave this little continuum that has expanded your idea about where you are in space-time, you'll turn a corner and you'll reach down and pick up something that says, the secret of salvation. And you go, what is this? It's something that was heretofore a secret. Not a secret in the universe, but a secret from you because of your fear of the revealing of the power of light, the consciousness of the totality of identity that would show you instantly that you're actually not an occupant within this space-time. I'm in your dream of death, and you asked me to show you this through the practice of our re-identity with each other. And there was a moment of success. Where we read in the text was describing a holy instant. We call it a quantum moment, a moment when just for a second all the light of the universe was revealed for you. If there was still some fear in you, perhaps you crouch down again just for a moment. Now, stand up. Practice. Say to me, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. Trust me with this. It's all in your mind. All of this, right now, including me, are only in your dream of death. I have entered into the parameter of your conceptual self-containment and am offering you a light, not in relationship with your concepts, as we just read, but in the converting agency that you discover in the miracle procedure. Beautiful. Again, we know each other very well, don't we? Say to me, I know you. How would you not know me? I'm a projection of your mind. It's not the question that's arising here. The question is, how do you know me? Are you going to tell me you just met me just now? How could that be so? I must be based on other memories you have in association with other people that appear to be around you. You have a tendency to do separate body identity. And you believe that one body represents one association of your mind and another body represents another association. All you have to remember with me is that each body you're meeting is a reflection or a projection of the particle wave association of light form that justifies your own body location and identity. In the course, we call this a quick forgetting. There's no question that you put me out here based on what you want me to be. I am now threatening you in a new space-time location with someone who you momentarily do not recognize. In your non-recognition of him, he becomes your enemy. This is simpler than you think. All you have to remember with me is that time is always going to be gone anyway. All right? Because this world was over and gone a long time ago. Say it. Yes. So here's the secret. I'm doing this to myself. No matter what the form of the attack, this still is true. Whoever takes the role of enemy and of attacker, still is this the truth. Whatever seems to be the cause of any pain and suffering that I feel, this is still true. Why? You could not react at all to figures in a dream. You knew that you were dreaming. Let them be as hateful and as vicious as they may. They could have no effect on you unless you failed to recognize it is your dream. So just for a moment, you forgot. Say to me, I forgot. Yeah, look at me. You forgot why you came into this parameter of light. So you're searching around within the, what you call, latitude association of sequential time. It's going to take you a long time to find it here, because the solution in the longevity of time has already lasted for 40,000 years. Remember, that's based on the idea that the catastrophe is 14,000 million years old. But you're still trapped within the idea of time, and everything that you see is acknowledging that you don't know why you're here or what you're doing. I'm here to remind you that you're on a mission, that you've come from outside of time. This is our Course in Miracles. This through the resurrection of Jesus, who demonstrated to you your capacity to recognize who you are in this space-time and joyously leave here. I'm helping you remember why you're here. I ask your forgiveness for what appears to be the mistake of the schism, where just for a moment you couldn't find yourself within this relationship of time. Look at me. You didn't fail. Okay. Time has been adjusted for you at this time through our recognition of each other. So you can see it's time for you to leave. Remember, I'm going to come back and my time is up. I'll be back to do this final 27 minutes. Remember that heretofore, you believe you came into this place, you looked around, you held on to grief, and you died. I'm interrupting your cycle, showing you that you came here. We looked at each other together. We reassociated with our mission, sprang into light, and disappeared. Just like that. And that. And again. And again. I'll be right back. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we're thinking. I'm going to come back, and in the final 27 minutes, you probably will make a decision to leave. And it's a perfectly proper thing for you to do in the joy of the recognition of yourself. Why, we are saying together, God bless us, each and every one. We're down to 27 minutes in what's left in the residual of the idea that this was life. This Course in Miracles mind training has brought you a point where everywhere you look, you're beginning to laugh at the idea that a human condition would be confined to the very, very narrow range of conceptual identity that justified himself heretofore. What you'll want to see with me is the value in the sharing of practice, the action of forgiveness. I looked at your world this morning and watched some of you as humans attempt to practice the idea of forgiveness based on a grievance or a happening that from any conceptual observation would be impossible to forgive. That's not the nature that I'm offering you the correspondence with the truth of the love of God. You remember this. This is from my Savior, Jesus Christ. The Creator of the universe is going to see us, give us, and extend to us the entirety of the power of love that we may share with each other at this time. The idea that there are specific grievances or revenge motivations that you seek in a vendetta of the protection of yourself retain only the validity of the idea that you can occupy this earth. The necessity for forgiveness is only your continuing need to demonstrate. Are you listening to me? Would you like to do this with me? There's nothing to forgive. If the whole universe is created whole and is accepted momentarily in a parameter of your self-identity, what would there be to forgive? Practice. I am doing this to myself. I'm tired of suffering the conflict that is being imposed on me by this world. I have learned in one of the lessons of this Course in Miracles that when I defend myself within the parameter of my dream, I will be attacked. I learned this on the 135th day. In my practice of the mind training, and I had a sudden illumination based on a momentary release of my defense of myself. Practice. There's nothing outside of me. Look at me. I'm in your mind right now. Could we share that moment of joy together? I hope so. The vibrations of light energy in which we are finding correspondence at this moment within the illusion are showing us a new parameter, a new continuum of time that we are very happily expecting. And in the moment of expectation is the realization. What you've learned in this Course in Miracles, look at me just for a moment, in the mind training, say to me, I need to stay in expectation. Yes, expect God now. Expect the return now. Expect the solution now. Expect a new correspondence each moment, and it will always be available to you, even though you appear to be in this parameter of consciousness. Because in each moment of expectation is the entirety of the solution, even though at that moment it might not be obvious to you. This is the success of the mind training that allows you now to stay in God correspondence. The idea that you were unable to communicate with the source of the universal reality of everything that is what your grievance is. And you're entitled to grieve. Look at your condition. You have every right to be remorseful, to hold on to revenge, to seek gratitude in murder. Okay, to contain the conflict within your own mind. But the question cannot not arise somewhere within your frame of time. Why? This mind training has allowed you to reason to the possibility of an alternative in space-time not connected to the resolution that you found in the past. Release the past and let it go, for it is gone. You have moved beyond that point in your mind with the re-imagery of everyone that you're meeting. And to your glad expectation, you begin to share in a new parameter of time. Say to me, continuum of time. Yes. No, not in parallel universes. There's another article in this magazine, The Cosmic Mysteries. This conceptual mind is convinced that there are parallel universes. There's 9 dimensions of association separate from each one. What good is that going to do if you can only occupy one universe at a time? What I'm showing you is that your capacity to alter in your particle wave association to a new continuum of time so you won't continue to search within parameters of lateral time the solution where it isn't. Say to me, I've been covering my now. Where? Here. Practice. We're meeting together at a point in space-time where we recognize each other. You listening? In the true purpose of why we're here. Your sole purpose for being here. And I'm looking right at you now within your own conceptual association is to escape the bondage of space-time. It's crushing you. It's increasing your fear. I looked at your protective devices in this last 40 days and you become fearful of everything. Okay? Are you listening to me? There's no such thing as fear. When you are fearful, you have momentarily associated with your separation from God. And it's impossible. You have 2 emotions. the love that I'm offering you at this time and your fear of accepting it. The power of love that you're beginning to admit to at this moment is showing us that surrounding us is a light of love, and including all our friends and all our neighbors, okay? It's a metamorphosis. It's a revisioning. Behold, I show you a mystery. Paul in Corinthians. It's still a mystery, but what a joyous mystery, because it's inclusive of all of space-time. Now the joy of searching takes on a new meaning to you. So when you look out at the idea of venturing to the stars, you can see that in no particulars will you be able to leave this parameter at the speed of light, and that indeed the whole universe is self-contained within you. And in the beginning of that expansion, we share the joy of this miracle of mind. One of the most beautiful prayers that occurs at this space-time or anywhere in any galaxy is one that I'm going to read to you now, because it expresses the rhythm of our love that we're feeling for each other. Listen. My heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath, in every action and in every thought. Peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. Now my mind is healed, and all I need to save the world is given me. Each heartbeat brings me peace. Each breath infuses me with strength. Listen, I am a messenger of God, directed by His voice, sustained by Him in love, and held forever quiet and at peace within His loving arms. Each heartbeat calls His name, and everyone is answered by His voice, assuring me that I am home with Him. Let me attend your answer, Father, not my own. Father, my heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there, and only there, that I can be at home. Let's take this little time together now, shall we? Let's share some very fundamental ideas about this course. First, this is the only time there is. Here you are. Here and now, okay, is where heaven's gate is. The readjustment that's occurring within the cycle of space-time that previously did not allow you to see how completely available the idea of light was to you was a momentary displacement in space. This from our Savior Jesus, who says in Aramaic, kata, the idea of sin, the idea of separation, was that you were off the mark. And we've looked at this many times together. Now you are healed. Go and sin no more. You have been readjusted in a light frame that's showing you the answer. There it is. When? Say to me now. Yes. Is this the time and place that you chose to come to within the entirety of this universal process of mine? Yes. Who am I speaking of? You. At your accord, you ask me at this time and place within your own dream as a character of your own association with yourself to offer you the entirety of your solution. It's time to wake up. You've been in a nightmare, my friend. There isn't any world. Just for a moment, when the parameter of light begins to penetrate into your association of time, your fear is increased. And why wouldn't it be? Now, the mind training has allowed us to see where both the problem and the solution are. Where are they? Right here. Right now. Where? Here? Practice? Let's look through the idea that we're separate from each other. The Course in Miracles is a course in communication. We practice this with me. Say to me, I want to communicate. I want the solution to why I'm here, and I haven't been able to find it within the parameter of my self-consciousness. There must be another way. Practice? There is. And there it was. And here it is again. And here it is again. Now, invite all of the parameters of your mind to join with you in this exercise of conversion so that the practice of the extension of power of mind can convert the agencies of those who still suffer. As a healer, as a server, you've gone out into the world and tried to alleviate the pain that you see out in this world. And no matter how much you've struggled with it, you still continue to occupy that body. I've offered you my certainty that the entirety of the solution is in your mind, and that as you change your mind, all of those who are around you, or were around you in the past, or will be around you in the future, cannot not enter into the converting agency of self-recognition that constitutes healing. What a great lesson in our workbook. When I am healed, I am not healed alone. What is the practice we have learned? To accept at one-ment for ourselves was the prime requisite in our recognition that we can escape from this place in space-time. One paragraph from the idea that all of this is going on within your own mind and you can escape at this time. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. Failure is all about you. While you seek for goals that cannot be achieved, you look for permanence in the impermanent, for love where there is none, for safety in the midst of danger, for immortality within the darkness of the dream of death. Who could succeed where contradictions is the setting of his searching and the place to which he comes to find stability? Look at me. You depend on the conflict of the organization of your own conceptual self to justify the peace that you momentarily find. Yet when you find the peace within the parameter of your own self-identity, it has no source. If all of your peace comes only from our creative source, why not simply accept that peace so you don't have to continue to battle with the solution of finding peace within chaos? Listen. Goals that are meaningless cannot be obtained. There is no way to reach them, for the means by which you strive for them are as meaningless as they are. Who can use such senseless means and hope through them to gain in anything? Where can they lead? And what could they achieve that offers any hope of being real? Listen, pursuit of the imagined leads to death because it is the search for nothingness. And while you seek for life, you ask for death. You look for safety and security, while in your heart you pray for danger and protection for the little dream that you make. Listen, no one remains in hell, for no one can abandon his Creator nor affect his perfect, timeless, and unchanging love. Are you listening? You will find heaven. Everything you seek but this will fall away. Yet not because it has been taken from you. It will go because you do not want it. You will reach the goal you really want as certainly as God created you in His sinlessness. Are you in prayer there with me? Is this the time and place where you've decided to accept the simplicity of the solution? I hope so. Because it's a reasoning process in which the application of the idea of freedom, an alternative not within the confines of time, can be reached by you in a literal sense through this moment of communication of my mind to yours. Okay. Where is it going to be going on? In your mind. Look at me. I saw you begin to practice that. Okay. Within your mind, where all of this is contained, are memories that you have projected using other concepts of power in your mind to reflect the illusion of what's out there. Are you listening with me? When you came into this parameter of consciousness, you brought another memory with you. What it actually is a package memory of before you came and after you left, and it's there, but you've been afraid to use it within the parameter of your self-concept because it will appear to be a momentary loss of your association within this body form. Okay? The loss of your need to continue to annihilate yourself by seeking and not finding. There's a door in your mind that can open at this time. Listen, one paragraph. I ask to see a different world and think a different kind of thought from those that I made. The world I seek, I did not make alone. The thoughts I want to think are not my own. There is a door beneath my thoughts in my mind which I could not completely block or hide what lay beyond. Seek for that door and find it. But before you try to open it, remind yourself no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. And it is this request that you make today. Nothing but this has any meaning now. No other goal is valued now nor sought. Nothing before this door you really want, and only what lies past it do you seek. Put out your hand and see how easily the door swings open with your one intent to go beyond it. Angels light the way so that all darkness vanishes, and you're standing in a light so bright and clear that you can understand all things you see. A tiny moment of surprise, perhaps, will make you pause before you realize the world you see before you in the light reflects the truth you knew and did not quite forget in wandering away in dreams. There, the door opened. Momentarily, the door opened in our concepts of ourself through the forgiveness and love that we have found within our own minds. When that light begins to shine in each other, the light of heaven opens, and suddenly all around us is going to be this light. Practice. This is the time and place that we decided to meet and leave this continuum of time together. Not the world, you, in recognition of each other. Look at me. I've been waiting for you. I'll help you at this time where your fear has increased. I'll help you at this time where the world begins to cave in on you and you feel the despondency of not being able to find the solution. I'll help you. And we'll share the light and love of God together, and we'll depart this continuum of time, because we did. And we're now in memory of returning just for a moment to share that recognition with each other. Thank you for the miracle of the practice of this workbook of A Course in Miracles. We're together now, and you're going to go out in this parameter of old time and teach the memory that can be shared by everyone who you meet, just as certainly as the power of the love of God goes with us wherever we go. We can say together at this time and place, God bless us, everyone, here and now. Thank you for hearing your call. Thank you for allowing me to teach you what you really wanted to learn, that this whole place of pain and death was over a long time ago, and that in our memories we are certain that we have left and have returned to heaven. I'll be seeing you on the other side. Welcome home.